This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Hi, hey, and hello again. How in the world are you today? It's good to have you with us today. Just sort of sitting here, chatting over the back fence, so to speak, with friends, and maybe an electronic back fence. But it's good to have you with us this morning. And today, it's one of my favorite types of show, where it's just the two of us sharing ideas. There have been several things coming to our attention in the news lately that impact us right here at our home. And I wanted to get your ideas. Get us to think a little about some of these things that are going on around us. Now, one of those, suicide rates up in Tennessee. You heard that in the news. Suicide rates up in Tennessee. That's one of the items I thought we might talk about. The other one, fewer families living in households where adults are married. That's from the U.S. Census, right here for Tennessee. Fewer families, fewer children, living in households where adults are married. Means they're living with families out of wedlock there. The children are growing up exposed to that. And then a third one, the Rutherford County Schools are offering a parent academy to help parents learn how to be parents. I think the three of those tie together. What do you think? And as you have thoughts on that, give us a call, 893-1450. Let's talk through this, because I think one of the strengths of talk radio is that we're able to learn from each other. We gain strength from each other's ideas. And goodness knows, we need strength right now. In Tennessee, an estimated 800 men, women, and children die by suicide each year. More people die by suicide each year than from homicide, from AIDS, or drunk driving. That's here in Tennessee. Did you hear that? I couldn't. That's unbelievable. More people die in Tennessee each year from suicide than from homicide, AIDS, or drunk driving. Man. Suicide is the third leading cause of death among youth and young adults. This is age 15 to 24 in Tennessee. Tennessee, right here. Man, what is going on? Well, the U.S. Census numbers in Tennessee show that fewer children are living with married couples, and more children are living with a single parent or grandparent. Could that be what's going on? Is that part of the total picture? Is that a piece of the puzzle? And if it is, what can we do? 893-1450, what have you seen? Have you seen these things in the neighborhoods around us here? Do you think this is accurate? But I tell you, here is a breath of fresh air. And our hats off to the Rutherford County School System. They're now taking reservations for the upcoming Parent Academy. That's right. They have a Parent Academy coming up starting September the 5th. Well, actually, it doesn't start September 20th. It starts September 24th, but you can register now through September the 5th, which is Labor Day. Our hats off to them. Our phone number is 893-1450. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you? Good morning,
Bart. Good morning. Hi. Talking about grandparents. I'm raising more grandchildren. I'm fixing to raise a great-grandchild. These young adults, they call themselves, don't know how to be parents and don't want the responsibility yet. They want to play but don't want to have to pay for the pricing. Tell you is trying to teach them something is like trying to talk to a jack donkey. You can get more work out of a jack donkey than young kids. They just don't know how to do things and how they don't want to do things. I taught my kids how to do things, but they just want to get it free. Don't want to work for a living like us old folks do.
So let me be sure I'm understanding. You said that you raised your grandchild, and now you're about to raise your great-grandchild?
I'm raising four grandchildren.
Four grandchildren.
And then I'm fixing to raise my great-grandchild.
Where do you think the message didn't go across? What was missing, do you think?
Morals.
Morals, yeah.
Morals. These young kids want to have sex and don't want to have to pay the price. They don't realize after they have a child, they have 18 years or longer to take care of a child.
You know, I think our whole society, and I want to get your thought on this. I think our whole society accepts what's going on. I mean, you go to the schools, and it used to be that this was not accepted. Someone would get pregnant in school, and they would go to another school in another town. And now our schools, and I know the need is there, but I'm wondering if we're condoning this problem. Our schools are offering daycare, big daycare, for babies, for toddlers, for infants that are the children of the students at our schools, and their kids too. I mean, everybody, do you think that's part of it? Do you think we're encouraging
part of it? These boys get out there, and these girls get flirtation, and they get in trouble, and the boys just don't want to follow up on it, and then they just want to run away. They can't assume their responsibility.
Well,
I was taught
they are just kids. I mean, they're kids.
When you play around, you've got to have to pay the price. One way or another. But some of these kids don't like, I'll just go out and do my own thing. And then if she gets pregnant, well, I'm off and running and can't find you. Won't be able to find me.
You know, it took us a long time to get to this position where we are right now. And it's probably going to take an equally amount of time to turn the time back if we can. I don't know if we can or not.
I don't know. It's just some of the parents are going to have to jump back down on it. And I'm jumping back down on mine and says, well, if you want me to raise your kids, you're going to have to pay the price. I'll pay for them, but you're going to help take care of them. Me and my wife both need to have a break every once in a while. We haven't had a break in 20 years, and I got one older daughter comes over and kind of gives us a break for maybe a half a day or something like that, which we kind of enjoy when we do have our time together. Other than that, we're raising kids.
Wow. Well, our hearts off to you, and thank you for sharing that with us this morning.
Well, I'm not the only one. There's several
neighborhoods
doing the same thing.
I'm sure we're going to hear from quite a few people, and maybe we can learn from each other how to face this. What can we do? And, I think that's what it's all about. An open line of communications with each other. And from your call, I think some others are going to call in because they're going to say, I'm not alone. This is not something I'm experiencing by myself. I thought I was alone, but I'm not alone. There's somebody
right.
else. Yeah. Maybe there's...
We've been doing this for almost 20 years now.
And you're ready. You're ready for... You're ready to retire. You want to relax.
I feel I'll find a place to hide and relax for a while.
Oh.
So, but y'all be careful, and I hope we get some more comments and kickback on this.
Thank you for calling. You have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. 893-1450 is our number. I could feel his sorrow. I think you could, too. Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Morning, Bart.
Good morning.
It's a great subject you have here this morning, Bart, and it's one that really, really needs addressing. My wife and I were out Saturday and went to a restaurant. We noticed a man there with his two kids, just two young kids, and was putting one in a car seat, trying to take care of the other and all. And I looked at my wife and I said, I guarantee you chances are real good. This is a divorce situation. And it's so apparent, Bart. It used to be, I think, 50%. Is that right, divorce rate?
It is, at least.
And, Bart, it's apparent that it's even greater than that now. The root of the problem, I think, I agree with the gentleman, we've gotten away from morals. We've gotten away from respect. Kids today are absolutely grown before they reach the teenage years in their eyes. You go to the malls and you see these kids hand in hand. Sometimes you wonder, are they 13, 14, whatever? But they've just absolutely gotten away from home too quick, gotten away from mom and dad. And I don't know reason why, Bart. I don't know if the mom and dad were a little too strict or not strict enough. Back in my day, there was a woodshed, and you were taken to it. But, Bart, I believe, truly believe, we've gotten away from the Word of God, and we've allowed the Word to be taken out of the schools years ago, and it's absolutely being taken out of the families. And I think we're seeing the results of that when we see these people living the way they're living, and the absence of morals, it's incredible. And Bart, I think it'll absolutely get worse until we come back to God in the family the way that we need to.
Thank you for sharing that with us this morning.
Thank you, Bart.
And you know, his thoughts are shown very clearly in this U.S. Census study that just has been released. Let me mention this before we take another call here. And this is shocking. The census numbers show that as many as 58% of the children are living in homes now of parents that are married. Now, that's not shocking, but when you compare it to the previous census, that's where the number is shocking. Okay, keep in mind, this is the current census, the one we just went through. 58% of the children are living in homes with parents that are married. Should be higher, but it's not. It's 58%. That's the number, period. The previous census, 2000, to show you what 10 years can do, 64%. That's a significant difference. 64% were living in homes with parents in 2000, 64% in 2000. The latest census, 10 years later, down to 58%. Wow. Let's go back to the phones. That's part of the problem right there. Good morning. You're on WGNS.
How you doing?
Doing fine. Thank you for calling.
Yes, sir. Part of the problem, I think, is the parents has given the kids too much here in the past. Years ago, you had to get a job and work. You didn't have time to go out here and get in trouble and stuff, and you learned what that dollar was worth. And now, back years ago, when you got in trouble at school, you got in trouble at home, and you might have got a mark or two on you. You might have got a belt or a paddle or something. You might have got a few marks left on you. But then you didn't have to worry about when they went back to school turning you in because they got a mark on you now. And then you're going to get the police over there and you're going to get in trouble for disciplining your child, you know. I mean, you got to discipline. If you don't, they're going to run over you. And they're going to take over. So that's part of the problem right now. They can't discipline their kids because they're afraid they're going to get in trouble. And then some of them at schools, they're going to be in trouble. It don't matter what you do to them.
Let's go to your first statement, and let me get your thoughts on that. You said the parents today are giving their children more than they. I mean, they're just giving them stuff. Why are they doing that?
They want the kids to have it better than they had it, but then when you do that, it's hurting the child, it seems like. And then when you get people that's divorced, the parents are using the child, playing the child against each other, and that really hurts the child, too.
It's back to the old statement about giving a man fish versus teaching him how to fish.
That's right.
You're just giving them something. You're not showing them how to do things.
Yeah, you got to. They got to learn how to make a living instead of just you giving it to them, and then they expect it the rest of their life. And they don't know no different.
I think you've hit it on the head there.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that.
Uh huh.
You have a great day. Bye bye.
Yeah, thank you.
893-1450, talking about it, sharing from each other. It's a big support group. Is that what we are? We're a support group for each other. Boy, we need a support group for each other. I tell you, that is what we need, a support group for each other as we face each challenge of life each day. Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Good morning.
Hi.
Great. I like your subject that you are talking about today.
Well, thank you.
I'm like the former caller.
Mm-hmm.
We are giving our children too much, and they don't really appreciate it. And being too, we cannot be a buddy-buddy with our children and expect them to do the right thing and to be like they need to be, because if we're going to be a buddy-buddy with them and do things with them and all, they're not going to listen to us and they're not going to be there. And then another thing, a lot of us do not want other people to help them with their children and to correct them, because, I mean, you can't do everything by yourself. You need other people to give you guidance, to help. I mean, not everybody can help you, but there are some people that can give you good advice for your children to help you, but a lot of these young people does not want people to, you know, help them and to guide their children, and that is a lot of the problem that we're having in today's world.
Wonder why they don't want that. Why do they not accept help or advice?
I really don't understand. Really and truly, they just want the easy way out. They don't have the value. They just really don't have the value of things. I mean, they think it come easy, go easy. They just, if they have to, you know, get out and really work and do as some of the former callers have said, mm-hmm. they will appreciate it more. But just giving them everything and not even have, some people doesn't even have the kids to do anything. They just do everything for them, and it hurts the child too.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you for calling.
And we should be there for each other, I think.
Oh, you are right. You are
okay,
so
have a
right.
Blessed day.
You too. Thank you very much for sharing that with us today. I tell you, this is what it's about, learning from each other. We'll be back after we check on the traffic and weather and continue. Boy, a lot happening today. Suicides on the increase in Tennessee. According to the Tennessee Department of Health, there were 965 recorded suicides in Tennessee last year. 15.7% per 100,000 people died of suicide. Now, here's the part that I just can't get over. That's more than from homicide, AIDS, or drunk driving. Suicide. And fewer families, fewer children living in households where the parents are married. Are they related? We'll be right back. What's your idea on that?
Where the wind blows, never standing still. I like my daylight to be silver. I like my night skies to be blue.
The GNS in our call stands for Good Neighbor Station. That's been our objective since 1947. Good Neighbor Talk on WGNS Murfreesboro.
Ford of Murfreesboro offers the same great service you're used to.
Hi, this is David Lee, General Manager at Ford of Murfreesboro. I've been part of the Ford family for almost 6 years now, and I invite you to come down and see our full selection of Fords, and we'll give you the best deal in town.
Same employees, same great service. Ford of Murfreesboro, online at fordofmurfreesboro.com. Stop by Ford of Murfreesboro at the intersection of Broad and Northfield.
Family Staffing Solutions.
I probably was the most stubborn human being on the face of the earth to have to come to the fact that I needed help.
Stay independent, at home, in charge.
Never be afraid to ask. You're able to keep yourself in your home. Those choices can be given to you.
We do a great job with our clients, but we try just as hard to support and be there for our caregivers.
That's Becky Buchner with Family Staffing Solutions. 848-6774. Online at familystaffing.com.
Bell Jewelers, where quality, value, and honesty ring true.
We buy our diamonds direct from the cutters of Belgium, the diamond capital of the world. Diamonds are a symbol of your devotion, of your life together, of how far you've come.
Bell Jewelers, a cut above.
This is Greg Tidwell from Bell Jewelers, across the street from Toots in Murfreesboro. Visit us online at belljeweler.com.
Play it again, sports!
Your football headquarters.
From Under Armour, Shutt, and Reebok, we've got all the gear you'll need for youth football. From pants, helmets, pads, down to the gloves and mouth guards, you'll find everything you need at Play It Again Sports on North Thompson Lane.
Good morning. We're starting to see some very heavy rush hour volume along Interstate 24 as you're making your way through Smyrna into Davidson County. Murfreesboro Road also picking up with volume throughout Smyrna and Laverne. And State Route 840 is looking good, even though it does have some traffic, whether you're headed off to Wilson or Williamson County. Heads Up Hair Salon has barbers, hair designers, and colorists for the entire family. 9 locations, sensibly priced for over 30 years. Go online, headsuphaircuttingsalon.com. I'm Charlie Zani, and that's WGNS traffic.
Hey, thank you, Charlie. What about that Murfreesboro weather? Brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
Plenty of sunshine for today. A warm high near 90 and a calm wind becoming east. Partly cloudy skies for tonight, 69 for your low. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Faluber. Right now, it's 70.
This is Frieda Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We offer checking that comes with a free check card, free mobile and internet banking, as well as free bill payer service. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
There is an underground civilization underneath of the North American continent.
It's Coast to Coast AM, overnight, every night, on WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Between the red sails and white, something's not right, but we're gonna take care of you. 6 chances and 10, it won't come back again. With the therapy, we're gonna try.
Welcome back. Our lines are full, so if you're on the line, you're coming up right now. Let's go to the phones, our group support, where we support each other. Right here on WGNS continues. I tell you, we're working our way through life together. Good morning, you're on WGNS. How are you today?
Is that me, Bart, again?
That is you. Good morning.
Well, I guess I'm going to visit with you all this morning.
Well, you're making our day. Thank you.
Yeah, but anyway, you're making ours, too. This is a great subject you're on, and I have had some interaction, and everything those people were saying, from the grandparents raising the children on up through maybe the great-grandchildren. Are you getting a feedback for me? Am I far?
No, no, you're sounding fine.
Well, good, then. Because when I go to church, I notice how many grandparents are there with their grandchildren. And a lot of times when you speak to them about how the daughter or whoever, the son, and a lot of times they don't even know exactly where they are, but they have the children. And this goes on down through some families. You're talking about divorced and husband. Some families, it's 3 or 4 generations of women, and there's never been a husband. Just everybody just breeding. When we grew up, it was 3 daughters of us in a row. And we, of course, you know, they had a very major type rule back then. You didn't even get to go out in my family with a boy until you was about 18 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And if you went, you had so many sisters with you that if he tried to treat you, he was bankrupt when he went home. But we had a good time. And, you know, we all had chores to do. Today, I think one of the reasons that they are so bored and they want to get into these relationships right away because they don't have any responsibilities. They don't have to work for anything. they don't have chores to do, so they feel like the world owes them something. So they become so bored with life that when they get grown, sometimes they're still taking care of them. So if you don't have anything to look forward from day to day, you've got a certain age, you've never worked in your life, and your parents die, and you're sitting there wondering how you're going to make it, and other people are not going to take the same pity upon you as your parent did, which was enabling them to not to do anything, which brought a state of boredom on. And the next thing, I think sometimes that leads to suicide.
You're probably right. So the greatest gift of love a parent could give is to not give their child everything.
Not give them everything, but let them be responsible for something. Stop being buddy-buddy. I have noticed how disrespectful some of the young people are to their parents. We were never allowed to cuss around our parent, where we would have probably been knocked to the moon. And they cuss around them. And a lot of the young girls just don't get pregnant because it was an accident. You hear them a lot of time. If their friend have a baby, well, I'm going to have a baby too, just like you're going somewhere and getting a candy bar or something. I thought, well, boy, will you be sorry, because you have a responsibility here. You got to take care of this first one. But I've taken enough time. I just want to say it's a great subject, and I do hope that we can do better with our younger people as we go on in life, but the system is involved in it. They don't allow you to chastise your child hardly. There's so much bad intervention here, not good. But as one of the callers said, if everybody could kind of reach out and be concerned about other people's children and trying to help to bring them all along together, maybe we would have people of integrity. Maybe we'd have people that want to carry on the cycle of doing good with our younger generation. And that's all I have to say, and thank you for letting me talk so long.
Well, thank you for sharing this morning, and you have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. You know, it's got to start somewhere, so it might as well be this morning, Tuesday, August the 30th at 8:40 in the morning. This might as well be the time that we start to make a difference in our world. And it has to start with you, in the families there. And when she said, we shouldn't be buddies with our kids, I think back to the times, and see if you can relate to this. See if you can sort of relate to this to a degree. Think back to the times when your child was growing up and they came to you and said, can I do this? Can I go so-and-so with so-and-so? And you knew that wasn't the thing that they should be doing, and they knew it too. And when you said, no, I don't think that would be a good idea. Instead, why don't you stay at home and keep your friend here? The two of you can play and have some fun. You know, that set a perimeter for them. And I think most children appreciate that. It set a guideline, but it gave them the reason to tell their friends, no, I can't do that. And they appreciate that. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Doing good, thank you.
Good.
I heard you talking about some of these problems, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't help but think that it all goes back to the system. The system, what people don't realize, unfortunately, is what has happened recently in our country, in the United States. It's all been done on purpose. This wasn't accidental. The powers that be are taking the United States down. It's the same thing they done with the Soviet Union, same thing they done with Japan. If somebody gets too big for their britches, they decide to take them out. And you can vote Democrat, you can vote Republican all day long. What people are naive, unfortunately, and they don't understand that both of these two parties are controlled by the same source. I myself used to be a Republican, and the same corporate lobbyist are at the Democrat convention, they are at the Republican convention. So what I'm saying is you can vote all day long. You can vote Democrat, you can vote Republican. It's not going to get you nowhere. We have to go after the corrupt underside, under the corrupt element that has unfortunately hijacked our government and get rid of them. The only man that told the truth years ago was Chuck Carter, and y'all know what happened to him. They got rid of him. He's still alive, but they got rid of his show. And I think if anybody who tells the truth, they're going to get rid of you because they don't want people to know this. But unfortunately, we got a big major problem here. We're going to have to find a way to get rid of it. And Republicans and Democrats don't have the answer.
Thank you for calling.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You have a great day. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you this morning?
All right. Is this me?
That is you. Good morning.
One thing I think, and also the reason the parents get away after they have children, mm-hmm. they give them to the grandparents, is because some of the grandparents can get checks off of them, and the parents have no responsibility. They don't have to work or anything. And the parents that do raise their children, the reason some of them do commit suicide is because it's so hard to make it with your children, because no matter what you do, somebody's going to criticize you. There's no support to say, here's how you need to do it. Or if you do have financial problems and you go to DCS, the young girls with the kids, three or four kids, and don't have a job or anything, they get the help before the families get the help. Mother and father that's trying to make it.
I've never thought of it that way before. That does sound very logical. Have you seen that happening that way?
Yes, I know this woman that raised all of her grandchildren, even though her kids were there, but they would leave when they wanted to because they knew she was getting a check off of the grandchildren, and they could come and go as they pleased.
So
because the government gives everybody a check nowadays for anything.
The money is talking. And,
right.
And the love is lacking.
Right, that's true. But it's harder on the families that are trying to make it and support it. It makes pressure on the marriage because you have so much other things going on. There's no support.
Wow.
To support the families that are there, and that's why you have divorce.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Thank
have
you
a good day.
Very much. You too. Bye-bye. Money, and lack of love. Wow. Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Good morning. I just turned in a few minutes ago, and I don't know if anybody's talked about this, but I'm hearing about this more and more recently, three or four different occasions. The importance of a father in the home. The father is, I'm talking about a good father. A good father can give balance to the daughter and to the son. And we need good fathers in the home. And, mothers are trying to be mothers and fathers and everything. We need a good man to step up and to learn what good fathers and good husbands are. And that's my comment for the day. Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Boy, right there. You need both parents. You need both parents. Very definitely. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you this morning?
Is that me, Bart?
That is you. Good morning.
Okay. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for calling.
Oh, thank you for having a open day. Bart, first of all, I just wanted to say that, I consider myself a sympathetic person, and I also am an understanding person because each and every day we all make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a little different twist I wanted to state about this is, we need to stop looking at having children as being a permanent income. Instead of us, having stricter laws for, like, banning smoking, we need to ask our congressmen and things like that for a stricter law for child neglect. Because I feel that when you have a child and you don't care for it, you don't teach it values and things like that, that is considered child neglect. And having children, Bart, as a form of getting freebies from the government, I am just totally, as a taxpayer, I'm totally against it. And, working, I felt like, never hurt anyone, because working instills values and pride and self-worth in a person. And the way the government system is going these programs that are really needed by some people will soon run out. And, you know, Bart, this is kind of like a merry-go-round. If the, say, mother is on government assistance, I would say the child sees that that is a form of, you know, what life is about, although it's not. You know, we should teach our children that living off of government assistance is supposed to be a temporary fix, not a lifetime solution. And you know, Bart, too, just something I want to say in closing. My granddaughter started high school about a year ago, and she befriended a little girl, and then later on that year, that child became pregnant. And we talked about it and everything. So this year, when school started, I asked her about this child, and she was telling me that this child had a second child this summer. And it was, you know, by an adult, you know. And we know adults are over 18, and this child is only 16 years old. I was very tempted to call and turn this person in for statutory rape. And my granddaughter just begged me not to, because she felt like the child that had the children would have been the one that, you know, maybe would have gotten her children taken away from her. But let's all just take a little time out of our busy schedules. Let's work with our children. Let's volunteer to help somebody else. Be a mentor for a child, because, you know, having children by children is not a good way to go. Thank you, and have a blessed day.
Thank you for sharing. 893-1450. She hit on something there that is so frightening, so frightening. Did you hear the statement about how sometimes parents use their child as a way to get a check? Picture that. Picture what that statement says. That means that that child is not a person. That is an object which you're selling to get something back, a check from the government. And that child is growing up. You may not tell the child that, but that child has to see that somewhere in their life. And that is going to impact their future and the way they have children. And the cycle keeps getting worse and worse and worse. We'll be right back. If you're on the line, hold on. Please hold on. We want your thoughts.
893-1450. By
G. Gordon Liddy is on the Good Neighbor Network.
It's I, the G-Man.
G. Gordon Liddy, weekday mornings at 9 on WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Hi, this is Sean Brown at Southeastern Tire, inviting you to come to our annual Labor Day tire blowout sale. All tires sold at cost Friday, September 2nd, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturday, September 3rd, 7 a.m. to noon. Free food, free alignment checks both days. Buy now and install later. Buy any four Michelin tires and receive a $70 MasterCard rebate.
Hi, this is Joe at Southeastern Tire. We employ ASC-certified technicians. We are a full-service auto repair facility. We are located between Kmart and Chevy of Murfreesboro.
Family Staffing Solutions.
Family Staffing has been a fantastic experience for me. I don't know what I would have done without them.
Stay independent, at home, in charge.
They have given me hope when I didn't think there was any hope.
It's just the most involved kind of relationship, and when it works, it is so beautiful.
That's Becky Buchner with Family Staffing Solutions. Personal care assistance at its best. Call 848-6774. Online at familystaffing.com.
WeatherEye.
Plenty of sunshine for today. A warm high near 90 and a calm wind becoming east. Partly cloudy skies for tonight, 69 for your low. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Valuber. Right now, it's 70.
People ask me, how does Perry Bell sell first quality name brand furniture about half price every day at Bell Furniture? He's learned that if you buy in trailer truckload quantities, you save money. And then, instead of making the displays look like a decorator magazine, he puts it all in one big room. That saves money, too. Plus, it's only Perry Bell and Linda Ferris there. The overhead is down. Bell Furniture, 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
You learn from those with different opinions. You're getting a street smart education from Good Neighbor Talk, WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Baby, when you touch me, I can feel how much you love me, and it just blows me away.
Welcome back. We're talking about suicide in Tennessee on the increase. We're also talking about fewer children living in households where adults are married. Those two statistics out about Tennessee. Don't you think there is a correlation there? 893-1450 is our number. 893-1450, sort of an open support group this morning to share with each other and to bring us to the next level and try to do something about this. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Yeah, we are having a lot of trouble with our teens. We're also having a lot of trouble, and I think this is a good program. And thank you for having it. And we also having this, it's a lot of adults out there, and the youth is taking up patterns from the adults. And, of course, some of it's coming out of their homes. They're not allowed to spank their children as they used to. And, therefore, the child can tell you what he wants you to do. I was in church Sunday morning, and I saw a child about 4 or 5 years old fighting their mother just like it was a grown person. And she didn't do anything but try to hold his hands. And every time she would turn or loose his hands, she would start back to fighting her again. We have problems. And a lot of these problems is when our kids get a certain age. They on the streets. Drugs is on the streets. They get in these drugs. They don't know how to get out of them. And, yeah, they become trouble and just a problem with them. And I tell young people when I meet them, Jesus is the way of life. Obey your parents and go to church. If your parents go to church, take your children to church, because when they get a certain age, there's nothing you can do but tell them. You can't make them do anything. And, yeah, we do have a great problem. And I heard you talking about suicide. Yes, these children become troubled, and they don't know what to do. So they try to figure a way out. But suicide is not the way out of life. Jesus is the way of life. And these drugs and things is destroying people in this nation. And people, when something big happens or trouble, everybody runs to prayer. We need to pray for my children, your children, everybody's children. We need to pray for this nation and stop grumbling and complaining and put it in the hands of Jesus. And I declare he will take care of the problem.
Thank you very, very much for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you. You know, we do need to pray for others. We do need to think about others. We need to get control, though. And I think back to some of the programs we've had on this station where we've had experts in the field, and they say between birth and age 3 to 5, somewhere in that time frame, birth to age 3 to 5, that general time frame of raising a child, those are the times, that's the period where you sort of set the stage for what's to come. If you don't set the stage properly, between birth and somewhere between age 3 and 5, it's not going to happen. You lost it. And I'm not sure you can get it back. Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
I agree with what everybody's saying. I've got a 18-year-old daughter, graduated last year, high school. She graduated with honors. She's her first day at MTSU yesterday. She holds down a job, and she lives at home. you know, while she was in school, all of her friends didn't have chores. She had chores throughout the week and on weekend, and she would earn her own money. I think that's good for them. I think even while they're in college, all these parents that let their kids just run loose and write a check for them is ridiculous. Like I said, she works. It'll probably be a little harder on her, but she'll make it. That's life. Life ain't handed to you on a silver platter. It wasn't me, and I turned out fine. I hold down a job. I'm 41. I've worked since I was 12. The problem, I think, with the world today, why people are not married in the home, is because the government allows it. They encourage that. You get more benefits. You get more money. I think if a family's going to file for food stamps just because they're not married, I think at the end of the year, whoever claims those children needs to pay that money back to the government. I don't think it should be free money handed out. I see it every day. I work at the Postal Service, and it's unreal what they hand out. And I just wanted to express my opinion. Thank you.
Thank you, and congratulations to you, because you did it right. And the scary thing is, think if you're a parent, think about this. The scary thing is you don't know that you did it right until that child is a young adult. Wow. Thank you for being a part of the broadcast today. We're going to have to do more topics like this, because I think we need a support system for each other. And it reminded me of a phrase when we're talking about raising children, especially in those crucial ages from birth to age 3 to 5. Think about this as we leave you today. It's what you do when it doesn't seem to matter that determines where they will be when it's too late to do anything about it. Let's do it right in those formative years. Our County Mayor Ernest Burgess with us tomorrow. Have a great day.